This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Ryan Famuliner. Missouri's housing agency will meet today in Columbia to consider whether to allow the state to bypass new federal wage standards for tornado recovery projects. A Missouri Housing Development Commission recovery plan requires workers on state-subsidized projects to be paid the prevailing wage used on federally funded public works projects. Those wage limits increased substantially in September. Lieutenant Governor Peter Kinder wants the state to make an exception for construction workers in Joplin, where a May 22nd tornado killed 161 people and destroyed more than 7,000 residences. Kinder says the new state requirements will limit the state's ability to accelerate Joplin's rebuilding. His plan is opposed by building trade unions whose members would earn less money for their work. An advocacy group representing Missouri's solar energy industry is pushing for an extension of a renewable energy tax grant. As Veronique LaCapra reports, the group says the program has spurred investment in solar energy projects in Missouri and nationwide.
The Missouri Solar Energy Industries Association, or MOSIA, wants Congress to extend the 1603 Treasury Program. That program lets renewable energy developers get a cash grant in lieu of a 30% tax credit. MOSIA Executive Director Heidi Shane credits the tax grant program with supporting recent growth in the renewable energy sector.
Right now, if it expires, it would shrink total financing available for energy projects by 52% in 2012, and it would stifle job creation and restrict the market's ability to leverage private sector capital to finance new domestic energy projects.
Without congressional action, the tax grant will expire at the end of this month. I'm Veronique LaCapra.
A legislative staff investigation has found it's not clear how much Missouri gains from its programs providing tax breaks to businesses. Tong Gao reports from Jefferson City.
The report from a legislative staff concluded that the administration did not maintain adequate records to judge the benefits from hundreds of millions of dollars the state provides in tax credits. The director of the legislature's oversight division is Mickey Wilson.
$200 million and we have no clue on what we got out of it. Or from your review of the specific projects, you can't figure that out.
Yes, sir.
Missouri gives away more than $500 million per year in tax credits for various business and special interest activities. It's been a major issue of dispute in the ongoing debate about economic incentives for business. Reporting from the state capitol, I'm Tong Gao.
The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers says it's trying to find more room in its reservoirs to avoid a repeat of this summer's flooding that caused hundreds of millions of dollars in damage to states along the Missouri River. For KBIA News, I'm Ryan Famuliner.